anything you want. Toll-free number is 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Joining you here tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Hey, we do give you the features on the site, so enjoy them. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for theirs. So you can go and enjoy all free at freetalklive.com. And there's an interesting story in the news that I came across over the weekend, and we got a little bit of audio from it right now. What you're listening to there is the live stream from Zuccotti Park. And Mark, you and I, when we were in New York City over the summertime for a talk radio convention, we visited Zuccotti Park.
Yep, it exists.
It's smaller than I thought it was.
It was. It's kind of small.
But apparently you can still fit quite a few people into
Standing.
If they're standing up shoulder to shoulder, and they pretty much are here in Zuccotti Park tonight in New York City. And so basically the Occupy movement is back, and they have retaken the park. The police, much to their chagrin, as I understand it, they had attempted to somehow insulate the park from being retaken. I don't know what what they went through to attempt to prevent that from happening, but they failed. However, if you were to take the Wall Street Journal story as an example of what's actually going on, then you would believe their perspective, which is that nearly 150 protesters have been arrested on the Occupy Wall Street anniversary. So the Wall Street Journal focusing on the arrests as far as what went down, but they don't focus on the fact that ultimately they were successful at retaking Zuccotti Park, where they have been all weekend long, as I understand it, or at least since sometime on Sunday, maybe even earlier than that. The article over the Daily Kos was posted on Sunday at about 6 o'clock, Pacific, so Sunday night. And I guess they've been there ever since. According to the news at the Journal, though, officers on horseback and some in riot gear limited access to Wall Street and the surrounding area to workers or residents who have identification. Hundreds of protesters marking the first anniversary of the Occupy Wall Street movement were met by a heavy police presence as they converged on Lower Manhattan Monday morning. Police made 146 arrests by 3:30 p.m. today, mainly for disorderly conduct when protesters impeded vehicular or pedestrian traffic, according to the spokesbureaucrat at the NYPD. Confirmed that 43 arrests were made over the weekend, including for disorderly conduct, assault, and resisting arrest. Now, the protesters had hoped to shut down Wall Street by blocking access to the New York Stock Exchange and create chaos in the financial district. But while commutes were snarled and workers were inconvenienced by having to show identification to get into buildings, business appeared to go on as usual on Monday. Approximately 1,000 protesters commemorating last year's kickoff of the income inequality movement gathered early in the morning, and I'm pretty sure that's not what Occupy Wall Street is about, but I guess they had to summarize it in three words.
Well, actually, I mean, NPR, I'm sorry. I know you want the Occupy Wall Street to be about something maybe that it's not, but it kind of looks like whatever Occupy Wall Street started out as, it turned into a bunch of people who want to do away with capitalism and get rid of money and, and baths. I'm not sure what else.
This has been my experience as well. Not personally, I don't go. Whenever I've seen videos online and I've seen interviews of people in the Occupy movement, they're often talking about those very things and are not bathed.
I like the graphic that somebody I know from the Occupy movement posted on his Facebook. I think it said something to the effect of, I took a shower and put on some clean clothes and I'm still mad. And so anyway,
and there's every reason to be angry. I was listening to NPR. They had one of the occupiers on there, and they were complaining that the Occupy movement got co-opted by the Democratic Party. Mm. And that's what the Tea Partiers are complaining about the Republican Party. I mean, it just kind of shows that you can't have a movement here without getting co-opted. I mean, these two big, disgusting parties that are kind of the duopoly of government in this country, they've got it locked down.
According to the Journal, again, the 1,000 protesters commemorating last year's kickoff of the income inequality movement gathered early in the morning at 4 meeting points. One group met across the street from Zuccotti Park, where protesters camped out for weeks last year and marched south along Broadway. The group was, they made it sound there like, they're across the street from Zuccotti Park. They were not actually in Zuccotti Park. That's the way this article is written.
They're in Zuccotti Park.
They are in Zuccotti Park in huge numbers right now, and they were all day today, and they were yesterday. But according to this story, they just met across the street, and then they went on a march. The group was met by police officers at the entrance to Wall Street, and a handful sat down on the sidewalk when they refused to move. They were arrested. Around 8:15 in the morning today, another group of about 400 people clogged the four corners of Nassau and Pine Streets, some hanging off scaffolding, taunting traitors and police officers. Others were more festive, popping off confetti, volleying a balloon, or chatting politics with police officers. Hundreds of protesters at Bowling Green sang a version of Happy Birthday to the movement. Working musicians from Washington Heights...
They pay their intellectual property fee for singing Happy Birthday in public?
They were dressed in suits for the protest. They both attended last year and were pleased by the turnout. They
I'll
say,
tell you what, the Screen Actors Guild Union and these other unions of songwriters and that kind of the songwriters unions, these kind of folks, they would not like that you were just going ahead
singing
and singing
Happy Birthday.
Happy Birthday, yeah. Of course, I guess Occupy is a real big union movement, though, right?
I imagine you're going to find a lot of support for unions at an Occupy.
Then why in the world would they steal from these hard-working songwriters, or at least their children, because the songwriter of Happy Birthday has probably long been dead, but somebody worked very hard for this.
Is it illegal to sing Happy Birthday if you aren't making money from the occasion?
I suspect it's probably not if you're not making money.
Yeah. So, I think that was okay.
By whose standards?
By the legal standards?
You don't think that if the union that represents songwriters had the option, that they would, in fact, charge every single person
that
hummed three notes in a row that was similar to one of the songs, one of the writers that they represent?
They probably would, but it's a lot easier to pick on bar owners who they can easily identify and target than a mass of people
hanging out in Zuccotti Park. I'm just trying to point out the hypocrisy of the Occupy movement.
I don't know if that's the hypocrisy of the Occupy movement. I think the Occupy movement is made up of individuals, just like the Tea Party movement is, and some of them are more liberty-friendly than others, in the same way the Tea Party movement. Some are more liberty-friendly than others. Mark, you and I, when we were in that park, we talked to a couple of gentlemen.
Yep,
there were still a handful of occupiers there at the time, and one of them that I was talking to totally got what we were talking about. We were totally on the same wavelength, just random connection. He was no fan of the government, and
I was talking to didn't seem to have any clue when it came to anything. We thought the government was the solution to everything.
Sure.
You got to find a mix. The government wasn't
now,
a corporation.
Ian's, your experience in Occupy has been in New Hampshire, has it not?
That's right, yeah.
So, because I would say that, you frequently, or you used to go to Occupy Keene.
That's right,
right?
Yeah.
And I would say that Occupy Keene is more likely to be influenced by Free Staters than Occupy in Manhattan.
Sure, no doubt, but Michelle Seven went down to Occupy Wall Street a number of times and made very positive connections with folks down there. She even brought them up here for a little while as well.
I'm not saying that you won't find liberty-oriented people in the crowd. I just think that the majority of it, and it's just my opinion, is liberal-based.
Sure, that's okay. You used to be a liberal.
I did.
And so the idea isn't to go and find people who agree with you, but to go and share ideas that will, help connect those people who are of the more liberal mindset with liberty-oriented ideas. So we had somebody calling in recently on the program asking how he could bring his liberal girlfriend on board with the ideas of liberty. And one of the points that we made was that it's going to take time, that you have to be patient, you can't really plant your ideas in someone's head and, get them to jump on board real quick. You have to kind of plant seeds and then eventually have them come to the conclusions about liberty on their own. And the same thing's true with the Occupy movement. You go in and you plant some seeds, offer assistance where you can, and eventually if they, come to respect you and trust you, then they'll start asking questions about, what do you think? 855-450-FREE. Are you at Occupy? We'd love to hear from you. You can take control. Free Talk Live.
Attention all women with a muffin top. Research from the Mayo Clinic proves that people who carry fat in their midsection have a higher risk of health problems, such as heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, and even cancer. If this is you, we have good news, because women who need to lose 30 pounds or more instantly qualify for a free trial of Sensa, a clinically proven way for women to lose weight all over. To experience the most dramatic weight loss results, you must be a female over the age of 25 and need to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-953-4836 now and request your free 30-day trial. In a six-month clinical study, one of the largest weight loss studies ever conducted, participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa. And if you're a woman, now you can too. Call and instantly qualify for your free trial of Sensa. 1-800-953-4836. Strict limit of one free trial per household. 1-800-953-4836. That's 1-800-953-4836.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Utopiasilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want. Toll free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. You'll find the features are there completely free. Once again, freetalklive.com. If you enjoy the program, there are a number of ways for you to support this show. And one of them is by shopping with us. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com. And you can shop with us through Amazon. There are different links for different Amazons around the world. You click into the right one for you and then just get your shopping taken care of. Get whatever it is you're looking for there. Once again, over at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop,
www.freetalklive.com. And when you shop through those links, Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. So, if you are frustrated with the lack of success of the freedom movement, I mean, as far as, like, real tangible success, meaning turning around the size of government, actually making government less involved in people's lives. I mean, yeah, Ron Paul's great at getting the word out there about freedom, but ultimately the Ron Paul movement, you know, hasn't really turned into anything that's increasing freedom, at least not right now, not directly. And it's never going to be one man who can come to your rescue. So what do you do about that? Well, I would suggest you check out the Free State Project. Go to freestateproject.org. And learn about a movement of 20,000 people who are all going to move to the same place and get active to achieve liberty in their lifetime. Now, we're up to 12,500, at least that amount. There's more than that. 12,500 people who've signed the pledge to make the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. We have over 1,000 people who are here now in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, including the hosts on this radio program. So we're well on our way, over 50% of the way there as far as getting people to pledge to move, and a 20th of the way there as far as getting all 20,000 actually in New Hampshire. We're already having an effect. There are already people who've been elected here. There are already people who, those who have been elected, who have submitted and had successful liberty-oriented legislation, like this jury nullification story, which just made it to the Huffington Post today, by the way. You can go to our Facebook or Twitter page to find the link to that story, and we'd really appreciate it if you would retweet that particular link.
There's been a lot of tweets going out with that link.
Yeah, let your friends know. Yeah, let your friends know about that that link, because it's a big. Not only is it big news for New Hampshire and a huge success for jury nullification, but that particular version of the story, the Huffington Post version, has a link to Free Talk Live in there. So they actually link to our interview of Kathleen, who was the Free State Project member and juror who helped set this man free on felony drug cultivation charges. He was growing some marijuana plants. He's a Rastafarian, and he avoided being convicted of a felony because of jury nullification, because New Hampshire has the Free State Project, because liberty activists here were working on that issue and made that jury nullification bill happen. That's all because of the Free State Project. So if you love liberty, you really need to go and check it out at freestateproject.org. As we go to the phones, we can talk more about Occupy here in a little bit, but of course you can bring up anything. Pat is on the line listening in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Pat.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, we're doing a radio show. What's on your mind?
I got a question. I do a lot of pen palling, stuff like that.
Pen palling, okay.
Write to people, girls. Particularly out of the country.
You sound kind of far away, Pat. I don't know if you're talking right into your phone. I'm trying to turn you up here, but having a tough time.
But they're wondering if.
No, wait. Who do you write to? Where?
Women outside the country.
Just different women all along. Different countries, South America.
How do you meet them? I mean, I remember doing pen palling when I was in school, when we actually had to write, like physically write letters. Are you writing letters? Or are you doing it over email?
It's a club. I'm writing letters.
Oh, wow. Old school. Okay, so you're actually writing letters. Now, you joined a club for this.
Yeah, it's called the Friendship Club.
Okay.
And they just got all kinds of women to write to, men and women, of course, you know, but...
So this is different from, like, a mail order bride service?
Right. Yeah. A lot of these women are single. Some have been married, some haven't been married, you know, divorced, and so on and so forth. But I was just wondering, say, for instance, I wanted to go and... marry one of these women in one of these other countries. How hard is that?
Well,
I don't think it's that hard.
Hard to get married. I don't know how easy it is to import them into this country after that happens, which presumably would be your next step.
Yeah, I would. Probably an immigration lawyer or the immigration services would be the ones to ask the question, because I don't know the answer. The internet may know.
I had a friend who lived in Canada and another friend who lived right on the border of Canada and New York, and they got married, and he wasn't allowed to move up there and for 5 years. There was,
Canada?
Yeah. There was a law that said that they had to be married for that long before
Oh, really?
He could go.
I,
yeah.
I knew a Mexican couple. I mean, she was Mexican. She was American, and he was Mexican. So they just ran into that problem just a few years back. The same thing.
You know what? I wish you the best of luck, Pat. There are definitely, I'm sure, plenty of online resources to check that information out. And I thank you for the call tonight. It kind of sounded like a mail order bride service, but I guess it was somewhat different.
But, I mean,
maybe it's not so upfront.
It's got some similarities.
Yeah. Hey, whatever works for you.
Well, mail order bride service, probably you pay in order to be hooked up specifically with somebody who wants to be married.
Well, don't
this
they
way
normally
you put the time in it, yourself?
Yeah, isn't there usually a lot of scams that go on in the mail order bride scene? Like,
how would I know?
You go. Well, we looked into it on the show a number of years ago.
Okay.
Maybe you weren't around for that. But as I understand it, you know, there are a number you have to be really careful if you're looking into this, because you'll get scammed. Like, they'll tell you that you should come out to Russia or whatever, wherever it is the brides are from, and that they'll hook you up or set you up on dates, or, you know, and this put you in a room with a bunch of women, you mm-hmm. dance with them and things like that. And it's just it's set up in a way to where they're just milking people for money, and that you don't really ever have a chance with any of these women or something like that. So there's scams all around. You can tell it's been a while since I've freshened up on the topic. But if you've had
experience, there were Russian women that would want to meet American men.
Oh, there are. Oh,
so
there are.
Why wouldn't they just go ahead and make it
but
so they can meet them?
But there are men who are running scams on other American men who are, you know, desperate and who want to get together with women, and basically they use that desperation against them.
Yes,
to
but
separate them from their money.
Why wouldn't they use that desperation to provide them the service that they want?
Because that takes effort.
Yeah, it takes effort to do whatever it is that they're doing to screw these guys,
too. It takes
too.
More effort to find Russian ladies that want to marry. I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, I'm just wondering.
What's your experience been? Maybe you've been to one of these mail order bride seminars or whatever they call them, conventions, visits, and you want to tell us about it. Maybe you can enlighten us as to what these things are like. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Or you could talk about Occupy. Maybe you're there in New York City at Zuccotti Park, where Zuccotti Park is packed full of people. According to the Wall Street Journal, though, well, nothing's going on in Zuccotti Park. There's just some protests in the streets today. Don't pay any attention to the hundreds and hundreds of people, maybe even thousands of them, that are currently in the park. 855-453, although it seems so small, that park. It's hard to imagine a few thousand people being in there. I guess it's possible, though.
It's tight.
Yeah, 855-453. Toll-free number. You bring up whatever's on your mind. Russian brides, Occupy, anything goes. This is Free Talk Live.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is here for you. You may take control of the airwaves at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site, webcam included. Go to cam.freetalklive.com. You can watch, listen, and you can interact because the chat room is built into the same page as the webcam. Go to cam.freetalklive.com.
Also, if you're listening to, you know, AM radio, then you've heard some ads for some gold right there. And it's, you know, it's difficult to listen even to cable TV and not hear some ads for gold. So it makes you wonder, what are they talking about? Why gold? Well, a lot of people want to get gold either as a hedge against inflation or an investment or barter currency in case things go south. Whatever reason you might want to get precious metals, you can do it at gold.freetalklive.com. Not only do we have gold there, but we have silver too. You can go and comparison shop if you wish. It's gold.freetalklive.com. And when you buy from gold.freetalklive.com, not only are you getting the gold and silver and precious metals that you want to have in your hands, but you're helping Free Talk Live, too. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
We continue with your phone calls. We can continue discussing the Occupy situation or whatever
situation
you want to deal with. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here. They have retaken Zuccotti Park, and the mainstream media appears to be ignoring that fact, at least the Wall Street Journal, which you would presume would have an accurate report being on Wall Street, is not even acknowledging that they have completely retaken Zuccotti Park.
It's not
in
happening.
New York City. So 855-453. Also on the way here tonight, Ron Paul. Apparently a 16-year-old has made a Ron Paul video that has interested the FBI, and Julia is going to give us details about that. But first to the phones and your thoughts. Let's go to Tom, listening in northern Minnesota to WNMT. Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Hey, welcome to
I got an Occupy question for you, and I'm really particularly interested in your opinions because you're closer to it than I am, obviously. I'm a casual observer, and you know, I think it's overly cynical, the term useful idiots, and that, because I know these a lot of these occupiers are very sincere and learning, kind of shaping their thoughts and everything, but it seemed a bit manufactured to me, and I think it kind of appeared to me that the Democratic Party was kind of using them as useful idiots. What do you guys think? Was that manufactured, or was that an authentic protest movement?
I think it depends. Occupy is a big movement, so there are a lot of different people involved in a lot of different locales around the world. I can tell you that when we had our first Occupy meeting here in Keene, New Hampshire, which never even came close to the numbers of some major cities, but this is a small city. Some would say it's a large town. But we were at this meeting, and this woman was there who was not from around these parts. She claimed to have come from New York City.
New York
and
City?
She claimed to... She claimed, it might as well have been like that, actually. She claimed to have been, she was like in her early 60s, maybe late 50s. She claimed to have been around since the 60s and that she knows how to do this stuff. She is a, an old hat at doing protesting, and we should listen to her, and that we should do, what she's suggesting. And the way she kind of just came in and started acting like a bull in a china shop, basically, with the rest of the people there, just pushing herself on others, was very, well, let's just say the Granite Staters here in New Hampshire didn't really take too kindly to the way she was treating them, as though she knew everything about being a protester and that we should just do as she says. And it really seemed, she claimed that she was from the New York Times as well, a really strange lady. And so she effectively managed to ostracize herself from the group by being so pushy with what she wanted. And some suggested that she was what they call an astroturfer or something like that.
Yeah, that was the term.
Like some activist who came in for the purpose of trying to co-opt the movement.
And make it look like a grassroots movement.
Right.
It was actually grassroots when, in fact, it was being controlled,
manipulated. Yeah. So, and that was right out the gate. That was our first meeting. She was rebuffed at that meeting. People were very untrustworthy towards her and very suspicious of her. She was not successful in achieving whatever kind of control she was looking to achieve. And she never came back. So,
and she was affiliated with the New York Times?
That was just what she claimed. I mean, nobody was able to check her claims because she disappeared after.
I'm from NASA.
So, anyway, my point being that to your question, maybe there were people like that showing up at different Occupies for whatever purpose, being controlled by who knows or whatever organization. And maybe they were successful at some Occupies. Maybe at other Occupies, people were less independently minded than they might have been here in New Hampshire, more easily manipulated, more easily led, perhaps, and that woman would have gotten her way if she was in, somewhere in Massachusetts, for instance. And so maybe some of the Occupies were compromised in that way and others weren't. So it's hard to say, one thing about all of Occupy.
I think it started out sincere and it probably got co-opted along the way.
Well, what do you think about it coming back, though? I mean, the Zuccotti Park is owned right now by the occupiers. Is that not sincere?
Seems sincere to me.
Okay.
But I think that there's probably more co-opting that has gone on. I don't know. I mean, it remains to be seen, I guess. I think these people got offices. Didn't the occupiers get offices? Who occupied those offices? Was it a bunch of, freedom-loving individuals who are down there trying to convert the socialists early on? I doubt it.
So what do you think, Tom?
Well, I think the part that's most suspicious about the comeback part is all the press kind of pumping it up as if this is going to be an event, And then, there's just as much press and police as there are protesters. At least that's what I had heard earlier in the day.
So, well, it's not like you got a war to report on.
Now, where are you seeing the press pumping it up?
Well, it was on all kinds of news programs, ABC, NBC, MSN.
You talking about today?
All those news were talking about the anniversary and, I don't know. It was kind of like,
and this was happening today? You're talking about coverage that aired today?
The last couple of days.
Last couple of days? Okay.
Yeah, it's been happening.
Okay, well, I'm glad to see that. Were they reporting on Zuccotti Park, or were they reporting on...
No, not Zuccotti, just 1 year anniversary. I think today or yesterday there may have been some reports of the plans for Wall Street.
Yeah, because that's what the Wall Street Journal has been reporting on, is that there were some protests that went on in Wall Street today, or down around Wall Street, and they're reporting on the arrests.
Yeah, but the stories were coming up that there was going to be a protest, and they're going to shut down Wall Street, and so it's almost like promoting it. That's kind of suspicious to me.
If you're going to have a protest, you ought to promote it.
Yeah, that's true. And this is one, to me, that's newsworthy.
The,
if the occupiers are out there saying...
The press is not obligated to promote it, I'm saying. The press is not obligated to promote it.
Nope.
And
but the Occupy movement provided a great deal of incoherent clowns for the press could report on last year. So why in the world wouldn't they go like pigs to a trough?
I think it's news. I don't think that it's some sort of plot that the media is reporting on this. I mean, they're also, as I pointed out at the beginning of the show, the Wall Street Journal is ignoring the retake of Zuccotti Park and only focusing on the arrests that happened today.
They are the Wall Street Journal.
So in an attempt to marginalize...
I'll tell you what, NPR did not ignore them. They had them on a feed.
So anyway, Tom, I hope that helps clarify some of
your plot comment, though. I think what I observed is a contrast between how this is covered and how much larger events for, like, Tea Party events are covered or ignored, really. I think that there's quite a bit of divergence in how the press looks at those two. It's not even-handed.
Well, I think that Occupy has for themselves, a sort of inherent newsworthiness that the Tea Party didn't have, because the Tea Party would go through, they'd get
a permit.
They'd get permits, they'd rent stadiums, they'd do things that essentially just look like political parties.
Occupy's a ballsier protest movement, hands down, and so...
I don't think there's as many of them.
855-450-FREE, where are the Tea Parties at? They're dead. Yeah. Thanks for the call, Tom. Appreciate it. More on the way.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-517-6933.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-517-6933. That's 1-800-517-6933.
Every GCN listener deserves low-cost, high-quality survival and preparation products. Get yours now at CampingSurvival.com. For example, save on the Life Straw personal water filter for only $19.95, or the WaterBob emergency 100-gallon fresh water system, only $24.95. Get one for every bathtub in your home, and Bridgeford Foods' tasty, ready-to-eat MRE sandwiches start at only $2.95 each. CampingSurvival.com is a convenient one-stop shop with over 17,000 urban wilderness and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We search the web to make sure we have the lowest prices. And remember, CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Do business with the authority on survival since 1956. CampingSurvival.com. Want more savings? Use coupon code GCN at checkout for a 5% discount. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com. GroverRocketStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want toll free, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where you can support the program if you'd like. There are details on how to do that at the AMP page. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier to help us get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board with the ideas of freedom. And, by the way, I'd like to say the AMP program, I'm so happy with the change that we made recently, to change from Google AdWords, which we've been pouring money into and believing we were getting some sort of results, because they say that people were clicking on the ads, but not really seeing any significant or any increase in downloads, to now...
Is there any way to have seen, like, you know, what they did once they clicked on the ad?
No.
No, that's just...
Yeah, you can't figure that out.
They clicked on the ad, trust us.
That's right.
Okay.
And to move that money over to hiring a PR firm, basically.
Well,
PR lady, and she's doing an awesome job.
I think that really what we did with the money, to some extent, is to show our seriousness in taking the money and putting it towards the PR company. We've been getting a lot more than our money's worth.
We have, and yeah. She happens to be a huge fan of the show, which helps a lot.
Yeah, and very interested in the Liberty Movement entirely.
But, yeah, and she's doing great work. Her name's Carrie, and she was the person responsible for making that Huffington Post thing happen. It was her press release that made that happen. But also, you guys helped too, because whenever we put something out there to have you retweet it, for instance, the more people that can retweet those things, the better off. The more that share it on Facebook, the better off. The more likely that those articles will get picked up and carried by other press organizations. So it's not just her, it's also all of you that are listening and that have internet connections that are able to connect with us on Twitter and Facebook. So, it's working. Like, that money that we're spending on the PR stuff, it's working.
It is.
Very well.
Yeah.
So you can be behind the show at amp.freetalklive.com. You can help us out. That's amp.freetalklive.com. And you get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, podcast that's only for amplifiers, and more over at amp.freetalklive.com. Right back to your phone calls. We go to Glenn listening in Ontario. Glenn, you're on Free Talk Live.
How's it going?
Hey, Glenn. What's on your mind?
Well, actually, I guess you guys were talking about Occupy. That's something else I was going to talk about, but I wanted to touch on that briefly. I think it's definitely something that's going to be remembered as the left Tea Party, although, as you guys said, it's not necessarily what it is. But it always reminds me how government is one of a weird thing to protest, because they protest the thing that they are also asking to fix, the very problem they're protesting. Sorry, you guys got me off a whole bunch of things running through my head because we're going on all these different topics today.
You know, this is kind of like the government, you know, protesting the government to kind of, you know, as the Occupy movement is doing, is kind of like, you know, taking that... you know, that the significant other that really just acts out and behaves inappropriately and does all kinds of bad things and then saying, hey, shape up, and then doing that for 230 years and thinking that you suddenly they're going to do it.
Yeah, I always think, especially when people are talking about the next election, it always reminds me of that expression, fool me once, shame on me, fool me, what is it, 130-some-odd times?
Just keeps happening.
I always think, the next time will be different.
Yeah, I share that. I share the frustration. But, you know, part of what feeds into that is that there's always new blood. You know, there's always young people that are you know, getting to the age where they're starting to pay attention to the issues of the world and the, you know, the government and what is going on out there. And, of course, they don't have the perspective.
They've all been educated in government schools.
Yeah.
They've got most of their ideas prior to working for a job and paying rent. And, you know, those things don't go together well.
That's not to say that the whole... Go ahead.
Sorry, I was going to say, well, the thing I actually initially called about was last night I was listening to your show and you guys were talking about conspiracy theories. I think it was last night or the night before.
Okay.
And it was something I wanted to touch on. Two prominent theories, obviously there's 9/11 and JFK. 9/11 was a conspiracy in that a group of, you know, extremists did conspire. It actually is, you know, in the actual quote-unquote facts that we've seen, it is actually in itself a really big elaborate conspiracy. But I guess it's not enough for the people who need it to be something more or something other than what they're told.
I don't know. I mean, I can't say what happened on 9/11. I mean, there's been some interesting facts or, you know, inconsistencies or whatever that are put out there by the conspiracy theorists. You know, I couldn't say one way or the other. I mean, I tend to think it was... this 12 or 15 or whatever it is, folks that, you know, hijacked airplanes, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, no, it's something I pretty much generally question whatever's said, in just being a skeptic, I guess, but I thought it was an interesting one that the quote-unquote official story was given already was a rather elaborate conspiracy. But the other one I wanted to touch on is JFK, which I know is... brought up whenever somebody brings up conspiracies, and it's an interesting one because, as you guys often say, it's one that the majority of people kind of accept there was something. And one of the, I think, the things most disputed is the idea of the kill shot coming from the observatory, that whole back into the left thing from Oliver Stone's film. But I just wanted to bring
up. Have you a say in that stuff? On
it
the
is
air.
The name of their show, though.
It is the name of their show. Penn and Teller's BS. And I hate it when we have to do that to folks, but
so I guess
check those radio stations.
Try again tomorrow.
Their licenses, yeah. Feel free to call us tomorrow about JFK on DS, Penn & Teller's BS. 855-450-FREE, SACL, CAI, toll-free line. Tom is in Detroit. You're on Free Talk Live, Tom, with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Hey, guys. I have not spoken to you in a while, and
welcome, sir.
Tonight is a great night. I'm getting ready to do a late-night barbecue.
Fantastic.
And, you know, the time is limited. I had my topics written down, and I do want to speak of them. But you guys also were touching on the Wall Street protesters. And, you know, I am really interested. Everything that I've listened to, and, again, I am an absolute free market person, no government. But I do listen to Rush Limbaugh just for grins and giggles to get some topics, but he's pretty accurate a lot of times. And most of these protesters in the Wall Street protesters, you got to be kidding me. I mean, I can't believe you guys are actually giving them some credit, you know?
Why?
What kind of credit? I mean, I don't make it
because,
clear.
Well, for one, everything I've seen, it's absolutely total liberal stance. You guys don't take a liberal stance. I don't take a liberal stance. We take a freedom. We are of the people just to be. We don't want to be manipulated or governed by anyone.
I think there's three people on the show, and I think all three of us expressed slightly different opinions on that.
On Occupy, you mean?
Yeah, because I said that, basically, what you just said.
Well, I think that, there's a certain amount of people down there. Let's use the terms libertarians and socialists. There's a big movement of socialists down on Wall Street, and there were some libertarians that went in there in order to talk to them because they seemed open to some ideas and opportunities to discuss. You know, what was the percentage? I don't know, 10, 90, 10 to 90, 20 to 80? I don't know what it was, but, there were certainly some mixed in there. But I couldn't say the percentages.
I guess what I understand is, why are you saying that I shouldn't give them credit for for their protest movement?
Well, I don't know. I guess I was just kind of overwhelmed. Like I said, I called in. I'm sure you've heard of what I called in about. But I was just absolutely flabbergasted. And this is the first female voice I heard. I am sorry to be disrespectful. I forget the lady's name.
Julia is here tonight.
Julia, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
It's the first peep I've heard out of her tonight. I was hoping she would be there, and it's the first peep I've heard. But anyway, regardless, I was just really surprised of the credit that you give this Wall Street movement. So
they've done something which is more than most Americans, I guess, is what, the kind of credit that we're trying to give. These people had enough gumption to get up and do something when your average American won't do anything.
Okay. Well, let's get back to what I would really
do. Do you disagree with that?
It is and it isn't. I mean, the bottom line is, yes, I do disagree because in my opinion, the disagreement they have is just like most liberals have, which is they have no clue. They're just being misdirected by the mass media to just
but
get
does
up
the Tea Party have a clue?
Well, you know what? I don't even want to go there either. I really want to speak to you guys regarding specific things tonight.
All right, well, hang on. I can bring it back here in a moment. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
I want to call in. I want to talk to you about something I don't want to talk about.
855-453. You can bring up whatever's on your mind here. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is next.
Unsure about what to do with your investments? You need to safeguard them and watch them grow. Tired of losing money in the stock market or earning low interest rates on CDs and money markets? Well, here's something you need to learn about. Annuities. Annuities are great, safe, and guaranteed. Call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice for your free annuity guide filled with vital information. Call 1-800-819-6545 right now. Learn about all the amazing benefits annuities have to offer. Call 1-800-819-6545.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.